Hello, this is Ben Smith with another edition of Robcast featuring my short story entitled Baby Monster. You know the feeling when you wake up in the morning and you just know that it is going to be a struggle until you make it back to your bed? Today is one of those days. My name is Eric Steinman, and I am 14 years old. Up until today, I was homeschooled by my parents. Today, I start public school for the first time. Now, don't get any funny ideas. My parents didn't homeschool me for any wacky religious reasons or out of some misguided protest against the public school system. We live in a nice neighborhood in a fairly big town with above-average public schooling. And all told, all of us involved would have rather I gone to public school. But here's the thing. You know how most people are born with birthmarks that are a light pinkish red or brown color? And how most of the time these marks are somewhere on their body that isn't in plain sight day to day? Well, I'm not one of those people. I was born with a genetic defect that rendered my birthmarks a dark, dark shade of black. I mean as black as you can imagine. Fortunately, I only have a few scattered around my frame that form no pattern or discernible shape and are easily covered by clothing. All except one. I have a mark on my upper lip, dead center, underneath my nose. On good days, people that see me in public assume my parents are taking me to some kind of themed party dressed as Charlie Chaplin. Unfortunately, less and less people get that reference anymore. Most people just look at me and react with shock and horror and try to avert their eyes. When I was little, my parents would just keep me home most of the time. We would go to temple, or I could play outside in our fenced-in backyard, but other than that, I was confined to inside. They would tell friends and neighbors that they were looking into new surgical procedures or doctors that were working to remove my birthmark, or at worst, render it a more acceptable hue. As I grew older, there were no medical breakthroughs in store for me. My parents decided it was easier to keep me home all the time rather than force me out into the community where I'd be treated as some kind of baby monster. I never put it together that being homeschooled was not the normal thing to do. That is until recently, when both my parents, unfortunately, were killed in a bizarre trampoline accident. This left me as a ward of the court, which in turn put me in foster care. And one thing foster care is not known for is homeschooling. I knew, waking up today, I was going to be the center of attention. I wasn't stupid. I had done research on the internet about why people recoiled at me and at my birthmark. I know who and what they associated it with. If I could have just stayed in bed for the rest of my life, I think I would have. But that wasn't an option. My new foster family tried to make public school sound new and exciting. They even got me a fancy new brown suit to wear on my first day. As I arrived at school, I attempted as best I could to keep my head down and try not to look at anyone in the face. I arrived at my first period class and took a seat in the empty chair in the back. As class began, the teacher announced that they had a new student named Eric Steinman and asked me to raise my hand to acknowledge my presence. My head sank lower and lower onto my chest. I thought my chin would dig a hole into my chest and leave a permanent hole inside me. Again, the teacher asked if I was present. I slowly and reluctantly raised my hand. As I did so, my head began to rise ever so slowly to match my hand. Before I could fully extend my arm straight up, an audible gasp rang out through the room. My hand was stuck out at a 45-degree angle from my body, just as my face became visible. And I was never looked at the same again.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Robcast. You can find more of Ben's writing at his blog, which can be found at bigredcrunch.blogspot.com. Also, if you've been swept up in this newfangled Twitter craze that's all the rage with the kids these days, you can follow us at twitter.com/RobcastPodcast, all one word. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Cheers.